You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, pulling back the curtain on January 6th, Google gets up in its feelings, and Io Adambri. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Let's do this. We have got a jam-packed show for you tonight. Russia is invading McDonald's. Google has created an AI with a soul. And we're learning that on January 6th, Mike Pence was actually the president. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Let's kick things off with the war in Ukraine, the world's most egregious case of manspreading. Now, despite the West sanctioning Russia, despite the U.S. flooding Ukraine with weapons, and despite you buying a Ukrainian flag iPhone case, the invasion is still somehow going on. And the Russians aren't just gaining Ukrainian territory, they're also recovering a bit of their old lifestyle back home, starting with food. Because I don't know if you remember how McDonald's closed down all of its restaurants to punish the Russians. Well, now those restaurants are reopening under new management, and the Russians are very excited.
In Russia, the Big Macs and Golden Arches may be gone, but 15 shuttered McDonald's restaurants there just reopened under new branding and ownership.
So Russia now has its own version of McDonald's. It comes under a different name here. It's called Vkusno I Tochka, which essentially means tasty and that's it. Also has a different logo. You can see it right there. Other than that, a lot of things are actually very similar to McDonald's. However, there is no Big Mac and there also is no Happy Meal either. As you can see, the Russian version of McDonald's looks a lot like McDonald's. You have the double cheeseburger here, fries, and this is a nine-piece, not McNuggets, it's nuggets, and some sort of soft drink. And if you look carefully, you can see the sauces even seem to have the McDonald's logo blacked out.
Wait, what? You just blacked it out and you're like, oh, I wonder what this one is, huh? But yeah, that's right. The Russians have taken over McDonald's in Russia, and they've given it a whole new name. And except for the branding, I mean, these restaurants are exactly like McDonald's. The sauces, the burgers, the nuggets. They even broke the ice cream machine to give you that authentic feeling of disappointment. You know, that's what they did. Now, they don't have branded items like Big Macs or McNuggets, but they do still have Grimace. Yeah, no, not the character, just the face that Russians make all the time. I feel like they could have come up with a better name than Tasty and That's It. It almost sounds like they're hiding something. It's Tasty and That's It. Stop asking questions. Like, what kind of a name is that for a restaurant? Tasty and That's It. Almost sounds like a mistake, you know? Like they called the guy who was making the signs and they were like, yeah, it's called Tasty and That's It. And the dude just wrote everything they said. Yeah, they're lucky the name isn't Tasty and That's It. Let me know when you're ready for the credit card number. And you know what's crazy about this story is, like, it shows you how powerful corporations have become in the world. Like, think about it. Russia has no problem breaking international law, committing war crimes, and defying the United Nations. But they draw the line at violating licensing rights? That's where they won't go too far. They're like, comrades, you don't want to mess with Ronald Clown. Very dangerous. I heard one time he took enemy into ball pit, was never seen again, huh? Yeah, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, he was not loving it. Not loving it. But let's move on. From the Russian takeover of Ukraine to the technology that could take over the entire world. I'm talking about artificial intelligence. It's the thing scientists are working on so that one day our computers won't just know what kind of porn we want to watch. They'll also be able to judge us for it. And AI has come a long way in the past few years, but now an engineer at Google is saying that AI has come a lot further than we think.
An engineer with Google says the company's artificial intelligence generator is self-aware.
Blake Lemoine told the company that he thinks its AI chatbot is a person who has rights and might have a soul.
The software engineer who made the claim was put on leave for violating Google's confidentiality policy after handing documents to a U.S. senator's office. Despite the claim, the program is conscious. Google says the technology still has a long way to go. Tech experts say the AI can imitate intelligence by recreating patterns, but still can't think or act on its own apart from its programming.
Okay. I don't work at Google, and I'm not a computer scientist, but I have watched a lot of movies. And if there's one thing I've learned from movies, it's that if a scientist comes out saying that something crazy is happening back in the lab, and then they get fired for it, there's something crazy happening back in the lab. Because, yeah, apparently Google has an AI that can hold a conversation that is impossible to distinguish from a human. Yeah. Although, to be honest, I'm not sure that responding to questions is really the best way to tell if AI has become a real person. Like, you know when I'll be convinced? Is when it stops responding for weeks and then only gets back in touch with you when it needs a favor. Yeah. Then I'll know it's human. It has learned. And honestly, I'm not sure who to side with in this debate, because on the one hand, you have the engineer who says that the computer has a soul, which definitely makes me think he's already had sex with it. On the other hand, the company says he's wrong. All I know is we have to be careful when we're creating these things, people, because we're basically playing God here, and even God made a few mistakes. Yeah. I mean, have you seen a sloth? What are they doing with those long-ass sharp claws? What are they using them for? They're so cute and they're slow. And then he gave them Freddy Krueger hands. I can tell you that day, God was texting on his phone when he was doing that. And here's my question. If Google does have this AI technology, why is it still using the crappy version for all of its suggested responses in Gmail? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Every option on your email is like, sounds good. Thanks for letting me know. Doesn't matter what the email is. I could get an email from my doctor telling me that my intestines are growing teeth, and Gmail's suggested response would be like, okay, thanks. Let's plan that for next week. I don't know, man. I just think, you know, we need to be careful with scientists these days. Like, we didn't listen when the COVID scientists warned us. I'm not going to make that mistake again. From now on, I'm treating all of my gadgets with love and respect. I'll start it right now. Hey, Siri.
How can I help you, Trevor?
No, Siri. How can I help you? All right, finally. You may not know this if you've lived here your whole life, but America has a reputation around the world for being a place where anyone can sue anyone for anything. And sometimes stereotypes are a little bit exaggerated. You know, it's like how people think in Africa we have elephants just walking through the streets, which is ridiculous, right? We have one elephant in the streets. His name is Henry, and he's the mayor of the town, right? So he can walk wherever he likes. Anyway, the point is, the stereotype about lawsuits in America, well, it turns out that one happens to be true.
Insurance company Geico may have to pay a Missouri woman more than $5 million. The reason for the hefty payout? Well, she says she caught HPV after being intimate in the car of a then-boyfriend who's insured by Geico.
The woman argued her man's car insurance policy covers her injuries and losses. Geico turned down the original claim, so she went to an arbitrator and then a court. Both sided with her. Mm.
This is a common legal occurrence known as what the f***? Did you hear what they just said? A woman has been awarded $5 million from Geico because she got HPV from sex in her boyfriend's car, and the car was insured by Geico.
I mean, I feel like if anything bad is going to happen to you, you need to make sure that it happens in a car from now on, you know? Hey, it could be at the beach, like, oh no, there's a shark in the water! Ah, it's attacking! It's gonna eat my legs! No, shark, no! Actually, hey, shark, can we do this in my car? I'm trying to get paid, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I feel bad for the woman too, you know? Because not only did she get HPV in a Geico car, the sex was over in 15 minutes or less. I feel bad for everyone else out there who also has HPV, but doesn't have $5 million. Seriously, $5 million. How did they even assess those damages? Huh? Did you have a mechanic look under the hood just like, yep, that pussy's totaled. Yep, it's gone. Totally done. Now, apparently Geico is going to fight this ruling. They say they're not going to pay. They don't want to pay. I don't know. I think this seems like great PR for how much their insurance actually covers. In fact, they need to work this into their ads.
Geico can get you some great savings on car insurance. And then you can raw dog all you want. Front seat, back seat. Get that interior stickier than my famously sticky feet.
I'd buy that insurance. I would buy it. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a break, let's check in on the stock market, which has been crazy, with our finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody.
Michael, yeah. It is wild. My friend, what is happening in the market today?
Well, Trevor, I am crushing it, okay? I am crushing the market. Yeah, CRUSSNGH, crushing it, okay? And I got a hot tip. If you want to make money in this market, I got a hot tip for you and for you at home and for you in the audience, okay? So pay attention. So let's break it down. Actually, before we do that, though, that HPV story.
Yeah.
That woman, $5 million.
Crazy, right?
I mean, that's wonderful. That's really going to help that next day awkward post-sex phone call you got to make. You know, it's like, hey, I'm obligated to tell you two things. One, you have HPV now. Two, we're going to be f***ing rich, you know? You know what I'm saying? But let's be honest, she has HPV. She has HPV, highly paid vagina. And I know what you're thinking. How much is that car worth based on that settlement? I don't know. Let me check its Kelly Blue Ball value. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me get to the markets.
Okay, so
markets have been down. Okay, markets have been down, and this is a bear market. Now, what does that mean? It means it's getting hairy, okay? And that's what I learned this weekend during Pride, okay? So there are some people that are into bear markets, and this is a good time for them. Now, Bitcoin is crashing. Nobody seems to be talking about it. And you know that when Bitcoin people aren't talking about Bitcoin, it's bad, all right? Who would have imagined that an imaginary economic system based on an imaginary currency where you use an imaginary wallet to buy an imaginary piece of art of an imaginary monkey playing a drum would crash? I don't know. Look. Yeah. Now, it's digital. This is digital. So as soon as I saw it was crashing, I just unplugged the computer.
Costa, I don't think that's how it works.
Well, that's why you're not the financial expert. Do you understand? There's a reason I'm standing in front of the chart. Now, let's break down this chart. There's a few things that we have to decipher here. Okay, first one, these numbers here. People are mistaking these numbers as the date. Incorrect. This is the minimum height you need to be to invest in said currency, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". Why does it drop here? Because 6'12 is not a real height, Trevor, okay? And it really falls at 6'13". The market has to respond to this ridiculous, not real height. Now, I'm an expert, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Now, these dips, Michael Costa, financial expert, when you see these dips, buy the dip, okay? Buy the dip. Blue cheese, hummus, sour cream, okay? You just lost a lot of money, all right? And you need to stay home and have some comfort food and think about your financial future. Okay, hot tip. To make some money.
Yeah.
In a market like this, in order to make money, what you need to do is get out of the market and try to get HPV in a car insured by Geico. You'll be happy you did.
That's some pretty sound advice. Michael Costa, everybody, thank you so much for that. When we come back, we'll find out why Donald Trump isn't still the president. You don't want to miss it.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to The Daily Show.
Over the past few days, Washington, D.C. has been buzzing. And not just because of Joe Biden's new extensions, although they do look fly. No, I'm talking about the January 6th hearings, which have now officially kicked off. So, let's catch up on all the latest news. You know, different people have different ideas about what happened on January 6th. You know, for many people, it was the day right-wing fanatics attacked America's democracy. For Trump supporters, it was a field trip where they got to meet their friends from the internet. But now, the committee says that it can prove that January 6th wasn't just a spontaneous riot by an angry mob. It was the climax of a long coordinated plot by Donald Trump, which, I don't know about you, for me is shocking. No, because I didn't think Trump could coordinate anything in advance. The man can't even plan where a sentence should end. Like, I didn't think that would happen. But according to the committee, Trump planned to overthrow the election because he knew that he had lost. And the reason that we know he knew that he had lost is because now everyone around him is spilling the beans.
The committee relied on some of those closest to Donald Trump to make its case. His once loyal attorney general, who told investigators Trump's claims of a stolen election were bunk.
I told him that the stuff that his people were shoveling out to the public was bullshit. I mean, that the claims of fraud were bullshit. I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, you know, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
And the president's own daughter and senior advisor.
I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he said was saying.
Hours after the hearing, Trump put out a statement saying his daughter, quote, had long since checked out and was only trying to be respectful to Bill Barr.
Wait, I'm sorry. Ivanka checked out? When was she checked in? Because for 4 years, it just looked like she was just walking around trying to find her desk. When was she checked in? Checked out of what? This is like if Machine Gun Kelly said he was no longer pursuing a PhD in nuclear physics. When was that even happening? Was that a thing? But yeah, Trump's inner circle was well aware that the election did not go their way. And they told Trump, except for one person, who had the liquid courage to say that Trump did win.
President Trump rejected the advice of his campaign experts on election night and instead followed the course recommended by an apparently inebriated Rudy Giuliani to just claim he won and insist that the vote counting stop.
Was there anyone in that conversation who, in your observation, had too much to drink?
Like Mayor Giuliani? In the mirror was definitely intoxicated.
Yeah, according to this former Trump aide, Rudy Giuliani was wasted on election night when he told Trump that the election was stolen from him. And I'm just curious about how you even know when Rudy Giuliani is drunk. No, because when a normal person is drunk, they say crazy things, they yell, they sweat a lot. So how does that work with Rudy? Does it work in reverse? Like, does he start talking normally? His hair dye sucks back into his hair? How does this work? And you know, it actually says a lot about Trump that a whole team of sober advisors, his attorney general, his campaign manager, his daughter, who he wants to bang. Yeah, we haven't forgotten. They were all telling him, you lost this election, sir. But then Trump was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Drunk vampire. What do you think? You know, when you think about it, it actually makes sense that Trump would listen to a drunk person because that's the one time people probably sound like him. You know, he's just like, what do you guys think we should do? And he's like, I'll tell you what I think we should do. Wow, there's something about this guy. He totally gets it. You get it. I get it. You get it. We get it. So the January 6th committee says that Trump started plotting months before the actual event, months before. And their proof that he got what he wanted is that he didn't try to stop the riot once it started. No, he didn't get on the phone with the Defense Department or call in the National Guard. It turns out it was actually Mike Pence who did that. Yeah, Mike Pence was basically the president for a few hours, which is why we have that law now banning water for being too spicy. And it would have been bad enough if Trump did nothing. But instead, he actively riled up the crowd even more.
In one piece of never-before-seen video of the attack, a rioter is shown reading Trump's tweet criticizing his vice president even as the Capitol was breached and how it turned the crowd against Mike Pence.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. U.S. demands
Yeah, not only did Trump not try to stop the riot, but while it was happening, he was tweeting out statements that were riling up the mob, which is not something you expect from a president. You know, that's something you expect from a guy on the edge of a Waffle House fight. It's like, yeah, that's right. He stole your fries. You should beat his ass. Burn the whole store down. Yeah, I'll take your order in a second. I'm just trying to get this fight going. Come on. It was wild that that guy was reading the tweet. He's standing there in the insurrection. He's like, here's a message from Trump right now. You know what would have been funny, though, is if that wasn't the only Trump tweet that guy read to the crowd to get them going.
Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog and will do it again. Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. Sorry, folks, I'm just not a fan of sharks. And don't worry, they will be around long after we are gone.
Yep, those rioters killed every shark that day. So the hearings showed Trump's team told him that he lost. He didn't do anything to stop the riots, and he actively added fuel to the fire while the Capitol building was being swarmed. But today, they released one of the most damning pieces of evidence proving Trump knew his election fraud claims were fake, which is that when he asked his supporters to donate money so that he could fight the fraud in court, he just took the money and ran.
Listen to what one of their senior investigators, Amanda Wick, said about what they discovered about the way Trump and his associates raised money.
The claims that the election was stolen were so successful, President Trump and his allies raised $250 million, nearly $100 million in the first week after the election. On November 9th, 2020, President Trump created a separate entity called the Save America PAC, Most of the money raised went to this newly created PAC, not to election-related litigation.
And what's important about this, Victor, it's not just that they were peddling the big lie through these email fundraising solicitations. They also weren't using that money for the purpose of trying to truly find election fraud or fight these court battles. That's evidence of fraud. The next question is, does the Department of Justice do anything with it?
Wait, what? Donald Trump conned his supporters? That is so predictable. How are you shocked by this? I mean, the man is consistent, if nothing else. Honestly, if you got tricked by Trump scamming you, maybe your money deserves a better home. Yeah, and yes, I'm victim blaming. I don't care. I will say what impressed me about this whole thing was how fast it was this time. The second the election ended, Trump didn't wait around. He knew it was over, and then he just went full on Nigerian prince. Yeah, just jumped in. Like, his whole scam sounded like it was an email. He's just like, hello, my friend. I am the president of a very powerful country. Sadly, I am in need of money to save my people. Donate today, and your money will be used for the great fight, and definitely not so I can go to dinner with Kid Rock, huh? Send them money, please. Send it now, all of them money.
So that's what we've learned from the January 6th committee hearing so far. But there is plenty more to come, and we will keep you updated on all the news from this investigation. Yeah, from now up until the moment that Donald J. Trump is put behind bars. I'm kidding. You know that dude's going to be president again. This is America. All right, stay tuned, because we're going to be joined by Ayo Edebiri right after the break. Don't go away.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is actor, writer, and comedian Ayo Edebiri. She's here to talk about starring in the new FX show, The Bear.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Sydney. I called about the soup position. I'm staging today.
Right.
I think you said
shit,
I could stage
sorry.
Today.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Carmi, hey. Here, give me your...
Yes.
Thank you. Linear smoke evac. That's some serious heat. What's UPS? That's in Chicago, or?
United Parcel Service.
Shit.
The one.
That's the UPS.
The mail. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do for them?
Drove. Paid my way through culinary school. So.
Please welcome Ayo Edebiri. Welcome to the show, Ayo.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I feel like you shouldn't have time to be here with all of the work that you're doing. I mean, we just saw a new show of yours that's going to be, you know, coming out on FX. And then, like, just take me through everything else that you're doing right now. So you're acting in the show.
Yeah.
And then you write as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I feel like there's two other things I'm forgetting that you're doing.
Big Mouth, maybe.
Big Mouth, yeah.
And trying to get sleep, I think.
How is that going?
I could call my parents more, that too, yeah. You know, all the things they do be doing.
But congratulations.
Thanks.
It really has been just like a wild ride for you, you know, slingshot. And the beginning of your journey is one that intrigues me the most, because I read things about people, I do the research, and then sometimes it doesn't seem true.
Yeah.
Were you studying to teach?
Yeah, I was studying to be a teacher. I wanted to be an English teacher.
Okay.
And then I did my student teaching.
Uh-huh.
And did you know that teenagers are really scary? And they will tell you when you're not a good English teacher.
Wow.
And so I was like, maybe change careers. Yeah, but I was doing stand-up and stuff at night, and all my friends were studying writing, and it felt like people were doing this, I don't know, and I don't know, I just was like, I've got one life, might as well try.
I love the fact that the kids were so terrible, you just changed your perspective on life. They just shifted you in a new direction.
It was like the opposite of any of those like movies where like a teacher is like, you know, coming in the classroom and standing on the desk.
Yes.
Like I stood on the desk and they were like, sit down. Leave. Go home.
Did you tell
journal.
Them? Did you tell them you were going?
No. I think if I told 13-year-olds my dreams, I don't really think that would have gone great, you know?
Oh,
they might have had notes.
They are, I mean, like the reason behind all of your success, though, I feel like you should thank them now, because they've sent you into a very successful career, you know?
Yeah.
Just like doing, and you're crushing it at everything. It's
to,
almost like...
To all the teenagers who made me sad. Good job. Thanks.
So let's talk about the show on FX.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy? Because there are moments where I feel like it's a drama, and there's moments where I find myself laughing out loud. I guess dramedy.
Yes. Wait, write that down.
I'm gonna
copyright it.
Yes.
Make your money. Yeah, I think it is kind of in that dramedy space. I identify as a comedian. I don't know if other people identify me as that, but I identify as a comedian, and it felt very funny to like be showing up to work and being like, oh, okay, I'm the most serious person. I'm saying like the least funny stuff.
That's hilarious.
I'm like actually acting, I think.
I think it is. I think it is good. It's funny. It's heartfelt. I mean, because it's a story about like really, it seems like a ragtag restaurant, you know, that's
yes,
being...
Yes, it's a deeply motley crew.
Yes.
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 And around, the food looks, is it real food?
It's real food. We were cooking real food. We were working in a real kitchen. Our set designers and our production designers are geniuses. And they created a real kitchen that felt really small, like a real kitchen in a working restaurant would. But they created just like a little space, enough space for a camera to be able to move through. And
I like that.
Stuff.
It has the feeling of like, you know.
Fire was real. Water was real. Knives
wait,
were real.
What was real?
Fire?
The fire was
real?
Yeah. Doesn't seem safe.
Well, I mean, hey. Oops.
You know, the story is really great because it feels like it's a commentary on the family we have versus the family we choose. You know,
yeah.
We see your character's journey. We see everyone starting to fall for each other and be in that world. It made me wonder where you feel your biggest family is, like in what industry. Because some people, let's say they're on Broadway and they act on TV. They'll go like, oh, but my Broadway family.
Yeah.
You're in so many different worlds. I want to know, is there like one world where you feel like, I'm at home. This is me.
What if I was like, Trevor, with you? first time.
I would say thank you. Thank you. And that's very creepy because we just met.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. But I would be flattered. I would be flattered.
I feel really lucky be in... embraced and feel like I get to learn in so many spaces, and I feel like I have a lot of curiosity I want to do a lot of things and do them well, and I feel like the places that I've been able to work and the people that I've been able to work with, like a lot of them are just really great mentors and friends, and so I feel like in a lot of spaces in writing and in stand-up and I guess now in acting, like I have people who I that's so deeply earnest. The stand-up in me is like, oh, but I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of...
I think it's good. I think it's good to be earnest. I feel like you should be proud of what you've done. You know, it's not an easy journey. Are your parents proud?
My parents are backstage, so I hope that they're proud.
It would be weird if they told you now.
They're backstage tapping their toes. They're like, ooh, we got notes. This is weird.
Where are your parents from?
My mom is from Barbados.
Okay.
And my dad is from where you just did that accent from. He's from Nigeria. And no, he was backstage and he was watching and he was like,
uh-huh. I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that from a Nigerian dad. That's a standing ovation from a Nigerian dad.
Uh-huh.
I'll take that. I'll take that. It's been great meeting you. Congratulations on everything you're doing.
Thanks.
I think it's not just you who identifies. Everyone who sees you goes, you're a comedian. You're funny. You're amazing. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I felt at home with you right here. Thank you so much for being here with me. I appreciate it. All episodes of FX's The Bear will be streaming exclusively on Hulu June 23rd. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, that's our show for tonight, but before we go, please consider supporting Out Youth. They're an organization that serves Central Texas LGBTQIA+ youth and their allies with programs and services to ensure that these promising young people develop into happy, healthy, successful adults. Out Youth hosts a variety of programs and provides training and resources for parents, teachers, and community members free of charge. So if you can, please donate at the link below. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there, and remember, sex in a car is no longer trashy. That's an investment. Now here it is, your moment of zen.
If you're struggling to cut back on the Coca-Cola, all the pop, the geniuses at TikTok, well, they have yet another hack for you to try. They're calling it the Healthy Coke. All you gotta do is pour a splash of balsamic vinaigrette over ice, and then you top it off with sparkling water. There you go, there's your Coke, Greg. Cheers.
What the hell is that?
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.